Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Growing up in high school, I often attended youth group at our church, and our church, First Lutheran Church in Mandan, is a great big A-frame sanctuary, a great big facility, all sorts of room in it. And when we would play games, we would often play games that involved turning off all the lights and just making it as dark as possible. And the church got really dark, and we would just run all over the place and do the things that, as a pastor, I just wouldn't allow right now. But we would run around and play games that were so exciting, but they were incredibly hazardous because of how dark it was. The side aisles in the sanctuary, because of the A-frame structure, had beams coming down that you'd just crack your head on if you didn't know they were there. The downstairs had metal posts all around the basement, and I swear every week the chairs and tables downstairs were arranged in some different order, so they were always in the way, and we would we broke things on occasion. I distinctly remember running into people in the dark and falling downstairs. I know I came home once with rug burn all the way down my shins, some painful but fun memories. But I also remember this, not only relief when the lights turned on, but that, you know, sense of pain too in your eyes when it's been dark and you're used to the dark, and all of a sudden the light shines in and you take some adjustment. It was fun playing in the dark. Darkness is one of the themes of Scripture, and the light and all that entails there. But in Isaiah describes his people as walking in a land of darkness and living in a land of darkness. But he describes it that it's not just the darkness you get from turning off the lights. He calls it and talks about it as being a deep darkness, a deep gloom, the kind of thing that you can't see your hand in front of your face. But this is more than just the darkness of night. It's the darkness of a soul apart from the Lord. It's darkness that knows no peace, no joy. It's darkness that knows only anguish and conflict, oppression, and injustice, either as the people that instigate such things or the people who receive it. It is an utter and full darkness, and living in the dark, all you can do is run headfirst into dangers and crack your head and fall over things. When we turn into the new year after Christmas, we'll get into the Gospel of John. And in the Gospel of John, darkness and light and the battle that's there is all over the Gospel. It is the theme. And the stories of Scripture, the New Testament and Old Testament, talk about darkness. It's where sinners live, where you and I live. We live in darkness. Sinful humanity walks and lives in darkness. In youth group, when we played games in the dark, there was a thrill to it. There was a mystery to it. Rarely did it end well. There was all injuries. But to live in darkness that John describes, that Isaiah describes, it never ends well. There might be thrills to living in the darkness. There might be a sense of freedom living in the darkness. There might be times where it is enjoyable to live in the darkness until it isn't. Until you get caught up in your sins of the darkness. And the payment comes due for how we've been living. When the bill comes due, we realize there's no peace, there's no joy in the darkness. Whatever there is, it's fleeting and false. And the darkness, there's only the debt of heartache and anguish and conflict. As sinners who live in the dark, we're or were instigators and recipients of conflict and oppression, anguish. It's where our sin takes us to. People living apart from the Lord, living in a land of deep darkness, as Isaiah says it. We yearn for the relief of the light. But like the people of God and in the prophet Isaiah, there's a painful reality. And the reality is that we have no idea how to escape darkness, let alone the ability to escape it. In Isaiah, the people are in darkness because of their sin. They've been taken away from the promised land. They've been exiled away, and they're living away from where God brought them, away from God's temple, away from God's people. They are living away and apart, and they don't know how to get back, and there's no way for them to get back. They would have lingered to all eternity in darkness had the Lord not given his mercy. We cannot escape darkness on our own. We cannot find the way out. We grope around only. It's like a black hole that you cannot escape from. It rules over us. It is the authority. We like to think as human beings that there's some light in us, that there's some warmth or some glow in our heart that can break through it, that can overcome, but it cannot overcome the darkness of our sin. Only the light that comes from God can do such things. And so we hear in Isaiah 9, verse 2, that on those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. The light comes from the outside. It glows in. It shines. It is, of course, Jesus Christ, promised to the people of God in Isaiah, promised to us as well, fulfilled in Jesus who comes to us in the Gospels. In fact, the Gospel of John begins by telling us that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus is the light. He shall not be overcome. He shines into us. He exposes all that the darkness is, and he rescues us from it, brings us out of darkness into his glorious light, as Peter says. And Jesus says, as we saw in John's gospel as well, he tells us straightforward, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Jesus is our Savior. He's the one that draws us out of the darkness, rescues us from it, brings us into everlasting joy, everlasting peace. He replaces anguish with those things. He replaces conflict and fear with joy and peace. He is truly the one who rules, the one who is above all and over all, the only one who can overcome. So as we close out this church year and enter into the season of Advent, let the light of Christ pierce into the darkness. Though it may be painful and sometimes it stings, it is only the only thing that can bring relief, peace, and joy that passes all understanding. Let us pray together. Gracious and almighty God, fill us with the light of Christ. Shine in and through us. Free us from the darkness that binds us, and help us to walk in you, walk in your ways, and walk in the light. O Lord, we pray that you would guide us and help us. We pray this in your gracious and almighty name. Amen.